I think these, I can't remember how this is pronounced. Crafta. K-R-A-F-T-A. I think it is crawfish in Swedish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crafta.
Crafta. This is David Greeley. That was Deering and Down. Deering and Down from there, Out There Somewhere CD. I'd like to thank my colleague Angelina Ahrens up in Juneau, Alaska on public radio up there for hipping me to this one. Deering and Down are out of, they work out of Memphis, a duo out of Memphis. That was a tune called Out There Somewhere, which is the title track to their record of that name. And before that, we had David Greeley from Sud to Sud here on Dirty Rice with Krafta or Krefta. I always thought that the two little dots over the A or the O or the E made it long.
Really? You're probably right.
I don't know. It's like I learned phonetics. They taught us phonetics in Opelousas growing up, and it doesn't translate. That English phonetics do not translate to different languages.
Well, the interesting thing, you know, back when I was a chef at Cafe Vermillionville, we had some there was a company actually producing Swedish crawfish, and what they do over there is they eat them in a dill brine, and they generally eat them chilled. But we cooked up some of these crawfish in loads of dill and seasoning, very little seasoning, just mostly salt. And but over there, I mean, they're like gold. I mean, they're like $2 a piece.
$2 for one crawfish.
Yeah, right. I never forget the first time I seen somebody from Sweden eat a crawfish. They were like, you know, really dissecting the crawfish and like, you know,
sort of like in biology.
And just really sucking it. I'm like, no, you don't have to do that around here. I mean, they don't cost $2 a piece, but they were dissecting that little crawfish and making sure they got every speck of meat out of that little crayfish, man.
They eat the lungs too.
Oh, they were dissecting the ribs and popping open the head and just really getting into it and breaking the little legs and the shell. I mean, the claws, and I mean, like, you know, no, you don't have to do that.
You know? No. You do. This is the way you do.
Yeah, right. You know, like, pinch the tail, suck the head, and move on
quickly, because somebody else is going to be doing the same thing.
Yeah, because if you don't, you're going to be out of luck.
You're not going to be eaten.
And we'll have crawfish at festivals at Cotillans. I'm sure somebody will be doing some crawfish out there, too.
Well, they'll be
Not dill crawfish.
Well, they'll be doing some form of crawfish, not necessarily boiled. I think we're a little bit past that season.
Poop Arch is doing a crawfish pistolet, and I think that might be about it, man.
Well, no, Pat's downtown got crawfish
enchiladas. Oh, yeah, crawfish enchiladas. So there'll be some crawfish. Crawfish etouffee from etouffee. Out of Acadia Parish, fried shrimp etouffee balls, fried pork on a stick, ribeye, alligator sausage po' boys, crawfish spinach boat from Bon Creole. So there'll be a fair share of crawfish out there. We just got a great list of restaurants, Fizzo's. Cochon is going to be out there doing some pulled pork sandwiches. We got Charlie T's Specialty Meats. They do that barbecue pork chop sandwich I love every year.
Oh, boy.
Bon Creole will be doing red beans and rice. You got South Coast Barbecue doing a brisket burger and brisket tacos. You got Poop Arts, of course, doing some of their patisseries. And you got the fresh spinach and artichoke bread in a bread bowl. Shrimp etouffee and puff pastry. You got Pat's downtown doing crawfish etouffee stuffed potatoes.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's going to be, you know, the Bayou Food Festival is always just the most incredible food you're ever going to have in a festival setting. And then you can wander over to the Louisiana Crafts Fair and check out all the crafts. The art last year was incredible. Louisiana Crafts Fair is really particular. It has to be handmade art. It can't be anything that's mass-produced and then sold.
Yeah.
So it's just a great addition to the festival also. So
if I could ever get my act together, I'd maybe attempt to get juried into that show. But tie-dye involves a lot of work sometimes.
Yeah.
Lots of artists out here. I'm sort of scanning. I'm supposed to be talking on the radio and paying attention. I'm looking down the list of crafts vendors. There's going to be demonstrators and information also.
Yeah, they
instrument makers, blacksmiths, basket makers.
Right. They do these tents where under each tent they have some sort of artist making art on site. And then there's also a children's area geared towards art making. Miles Peterson puts on kind of organizes the entire event. He's a great woodman. I don't know what he's
Woodworker.
Woodworker. Thank you. Yes. I knew the word would come eventually. Thank you. He's a great woodworker and does an awesome job in organizing the crafts fair. And so, yeah, I mean, I bought some photographs, incredible photographs last year, a couple of little pieces of art. It's just a great place to get some Louisiana art.
And it's never too early to do your Christmas shopping either, folks.
Yeah, it's I think, it's going to be out there, and the stuff's going to be out there in the stores, and why not buy something handmade, handcrafted, a piece of Louisiana art, while you're there at the festival. So
support your local artists, man. That's what we're trying to keep everything alive, culture, music, crafts, the whole nine yards.
We also got the children's area is going to be really good. So, it's Festival of Acadiens is really turning into a great place for families to come on the weekend. The crowds are really great.
They're spread out now. We've got two big main stages. I mean, I can remember, what was it, Barry, 10, 11, 12 years ago when the first time you threw up the heritage tent.
Yeah, right.
And it was literally a tent.
Yeah.
And now it's a big old stage.
I know.
Out there.
Well, when Barry and I, Dr. Barry Onsley and I started talking about it, I had decided I wanted to do something to work with the festival. And I said, look, I'll create this little heritage area, because I had been going to other festivals and seeing these interview stages. And So, I just popped up a little 10 by 10 in the Bayou Food Festival, and I'd go grab musicians off the main stage and then pretend I was Howard Cosell, kind of get up close and personal with the musicians. And, I've interviewed everybody from Oak to Clark to the Zydeco Forest, D.L. Menard, and Shirley Bergeron, which is one of my favorites. It was fun to really kind of hang out. But the intent was to eventually evolve into a second stage. It took a little longer than I'd hoped, but eventually I moved into the pavilion over there by the basketball courts, and then I got a big tent, and then I got a bigger tent, and then we eventually...
last year, I think, was the first stage, or what?
No, it's been a couple of...
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about the really big one, the way you had it set up last year the first time it was done that way.
Right, and...
Then,
of course, Todd and them, Louisiana Folk Roots, took over the workshop area. But they're actually doing more and more performances at their area also. They got Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds, Jeffrey Broussard and Robbie Mann from Zydeco Force. We're actually having a Zydeco Force reunion at the Bicentennial stage. We took the dance hall tent and we turned it into the Louisiana Bicentennial stage, and we're celebrating.
We are still celebrating the Bicentennial, according to the Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden. Who I know him from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, he's great.
He's down there downtown with us sometimes.
That's right. He's a great guy, and they've been real supportive of the festival. And so we're one of the official celebrations of the Louisiana Bicentennial. And so we're turning the dance hall tent into the Bicentennial stage for this year. And we're actually, in addition to doing Cajun and Zydeco music, we're also doing other genres of music. We have a brass band coming in. We're doing, we got TK Ulan and Smoke. We're going to do some swamp pop. We got the Mercy Brothers are going to be doing some gospel. We have the French Mass on Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30, presented by Grand Rivet Acadien. It's going to be Little Buck Senegal's going to be playing some blues.
With Henry Gray.
Yeah. And we also have Kevin Nakan and Lawrence Ardouin in traditional Creole. Lawrence is the son of Bossek Ardouin. And he started gigging again. And so we're excited to have Lawrence there. And we also have, A Bow for Toujours is going to be playing. So there'll be some kind of a mixture of Cajun music. We got Louisiana Purchase Bluegrass Band. So it's just kind of stepping outside of our comfort zone a little bit for this special bicentennial celebration.
Yes, yes, and yes, all you eighth graders out there, it is time to learn your Louisiana history.
That's right.
Well, I tell you what, let's do another tune here. This is going to be from Charivari off the Festivals Acadiens Ed Creole's 2002 disc. And this is late.
We're having a special Charivari reunion with Macaulay Reed and Vidrine and the Lafayette Rhythm Devils all on the stage at the same time. So, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. But, please fill in.
Yeah, so 2:15 to 3:45 on Sunday will be, again, a Macaulay Reed and Vidrine Charivari reunion with the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. So that's going to be an incredible set of music also.
Yeah. This is Charivari right here.
All right, we're going to get Randy to sing. This is all about a little song that me and Randy put together when we were little kids. We used to ride in the back of Randy's mother's station wagon, and we'd go by T. Ed Manuel's, the Holiday Lounge. There's a little lounge in the middle of a rice field. And Randy, him, he'd cry. He thought it was a carnival. He wanted to go ride the Ferris wheel. I said, man, that's a bar. You can't go over there. You're only 10 years old. So when we turned 14, well, Ted got us in. So we wrote this song for him, something called The Holiday.
Don't be hard.
All right, Randy V. Dream, the holiday. Going out to T. Ed Manuel in memory of T. Ed.
Yeah, Charivari from the Festival Zacarias 2002 disc here on Dirty Rice. Bill Boland sitting in with Mr. Pat Mould. Thank you very much for coming in this evening and
keeping
us entertained. I think this show should be up as a podcast this week. If you didn't hear all of it, I suggest you go over to krvs.org, check it out. Under our podcast, we have podcasts, we have playlists, we have more information than even I can tell you about. Our fundraiser starts on October 19th through the 28th. So please keep us in mind when we come in asking for your help. Any final words, Mr. Mould?
Well, I mean, you know, again, we just want everybody to mark their calendar. We have a new Facebook page also, by the way. We just put it up this week. Kevin St. Marie gave me a hand putting it up. And so we're asking people to go to the Festival Zacarias et Creole Facebook page. And
what's it called?
Festival Zacarias et Creole.
Okay.
And if you just type in Festival Zacarias et Creole, it'll pop up. And we have our, you know, the website is festivals, sort of S on it, Acadiens, Acadiens, Creoles.com. And you can find all the, you know, the schedules there, the Bayou Food Festival menus, the artists that will be at the Crafts Fair, the schedule at the kids' tent. So all the information is there. You can become a festival partner, which is kind of like our Friends of the Festival. You can buy your poster from Megan Barra. We're also... We'll be selling pins out at the park. But again, October 12th through the 14th, we're going to kick things off Friday evening with Mr. Joel Saunier and Little Band of Gold. And then we'll finish, continue on Saturday and Sunday with nonstop music. Gino Delafosse, Joel Saunier, Lindsey Young, Red Stick Ramblers, Lost Bayou Ramblers, the Horace Trojan, Roddy Romero, Pine Leaf Boys, Steve Riley, Band Coubillon, Wayne Tubes. I mean, it just goes on
all
and on and on. All the usual suspects, man.
And plus some.
Plus some. We got some new groups like Le Bassette and Timon.
Yeah.
And so the Dog Hill Stompers, which is Boozoo Chavis's grandkids, will be out there.
Yeah.
From Dog Hill, coming all the way from Dog Hill. So it's going to be a great weekend. October 12th through the 14th, you know, just leave your ice chest at home and bring your appetite, and we'll all have a good time.
And the family, thank you once again for coming in.
My pleasure.
Dirty Rice affects an area from Port Arthur to Port Allen, from the Bujor Arsenal Line, passing through the Bunkie Overpass, down into Cote Blanche Bay, Atchafalaya Bay, the Gulf of Mexico, all shrimp boats, oil rigs, and privateers out there. Send out a worldwide hoodoo on KRVS.org. I'm Bill Bolens. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is Bob Dylan. He's going to tell you about the early Roman kings.
All the early Roman kings in their shark skin suits, bow ties and buttons, high top boots, diving the spikes in, blazing the rails, nailed in their coffins, in top hats and tails. Fly away, little bird, fly away, flap your wings, fly by night. Like the early Roman kings, all the early Roman kings in the early morn, coming down the mountain, distributing the corn, speeding through the forest, racing down the track. You're trying to get away, they drag you back. Tomorrow is Friday, we'll see what it brings. Everybody's talking about the early Roman kings. sentimentalists. They buy and they sell. They destroyed your city. They'll destroy you as well. The lecherous and treacherous. A hair meant for leather. Each of them bigger than all men who together. Sluggers and muggers wearing fancy gold rings. All the women going crazy for the LA Roman King. I can dress up your wounds with a blood clotted rag. I ain't afraid to make love to a bitch or a hag.